Before we break, if you didn't know better this past week, you'd think Rush Limbaugh was more important than the guys in Washington and women in Washington actually elected to do things. How many U.S. senators would invite the President of the United States to come to their home turf and debate them? Well, two facts are clear about this human vat of vitriol. He relishes the attention, and he sells anger as a weapon. Limbaugh's high-handed, melodramatic, off-with-their-heads oratory reminds me of those over-the-top movie villains. You know, the ones who issue ludicrous commands to snuff out the good guys, like James Bond's arch-nemesis who wanted the supremely confident Bond gone.
Bond is alive. Unless you killed him, Mr. Osato. Don't tell me you let him go.
I gave number 11 the strictest orders to eliminate him.
And did she?
She failed.
You should have killed him yourself. You had plenty of opportunity.
This organization does not tolerate failure.
I know, but you see,
Go. Well?
That's what we do to I don't know people.
Anyway, like to amend my answer.
Our guy Rush doesn't have a kitten on his lap when he's issuing those fatwas, but he does have a certain satisfaction.